puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's time now for Abandoned Manitoba, where we say hello once again to Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Shanalee.
So what are we discussing this week?
Well, a few weeks ago, listeners may remember that we considered the closure of bank branches all over Manitoba. Well, there's another class of buildings that are increasingly being vacated due to societal changes taking place right now. And I think those changes are newsworthy. That's the operative word, newsworthy, because we're talking about buildings that formerly housed newspapers, including a very prominent one in Brandon.
Many newspapers have closed in the past few years, right?
Right. Back in early 2021, we discussed the closures of papers all over Manitoba. The COVID-19 pandemic was certainly one contributing cause, but it was probably only the final fatal blow. Many of the papers had been experiencing long-term declines in advertising revenue and subscriptions. 12 Manitoba newspapers closed in 2020, and at least another one that I know of closed in 2021.
So what former newspaper buildings are we talking about?
There are quite a few of them, so we only have time for a sample. We'll start with Carberry, where the News Express, founded in 1892, closed in 2019, vacating a two-story red brick building on Main Street. As recently as last year, it still said News Express on the outside of the building, but that's it. Next up is the paper at Cartwright.
What was the newspaper there?
Well, Cartwright's first newspaper was established in 1899, known as the Rock Lake Review. It became the Southern Manitoba Review in 1904 and was operated by three generations of the Wallace family. At the end, its sole reporter, Vicki Wallace, was also its editor and publisher. It was a one-woman operation. The newspaper closed in December of 2021, and for the last few decades of its operation, it had occupied a fairly newish-looking building in Cartwright, so I'm hopeful the space has been repurposed in some useful way. I'm not so sure about the building at Minnedosa.
Why is that?
Well, the former home to the Minnedosa Tribune is considerably older than the one at Cartwright. The paper had been published since 1883. It was, in fact, thought to be the oldest continuously published weekly newspaper in all of Western Canada. In 2022, the business was sold to a company based in Shoal Lake, 35 miles away, and they relocated the majority of the operation to Shoal Lake. So although in theory the Tribune is still in existence, the building, well, I've been by it a few times, and it looks to be vacant ever since that sale. A former newspaper building, though, that I'm unsure of is the one at Verdon.
The Verdon newspaper is still operating, isn't it? Why are you so unsure?
Well, you're right. The Verdon Empire Advance is still in operation, bucking the trend elsewhere in Manitoba. It was founded as the Verdon Advance in 1885. The first issue of the Empire Advance was printed in 1907 after its merger with the Verdon Empire. It's believed to be Verdon's oldest continuously operating business, although it is owned by a media conglomerate based in Vancouver. At one time, the Advance occupied the second floor of a two-story brick building on Nelson Street, but later the paper moved down the block to another two-story brick building dating from 1905, where it operated for many decades. The Empire Advance has subsequently moved across the street to a former municipal office, a newer building, and that's why I'm unsure. I just don't know what occupies the newspaper's former building.
Oh, that's so interesting. But let's circle back to what you said at the beginning. There is a prominent former newspaper building in Brandon.
Right. We're talking about Brandon's longest published daily newspaper, the Brandon Sun. It was established in 1881, before the city was even incorporated. So it's basically been around as long as the city itself. The Sun is thought to have operated at five places during its history, but there are at least two former Brandon Sun buildings that still exist in the Wheat City. One is a three-story brick building on 10th Street. It was purpose-built for the paper in 1905, and the Sun stayed there until it moved to new headquarters on Rosser Avenue. That second building, which stands vacant today, was built in 1948 for the John Deere Plow Company, a manufacturer of agricultural implements. John Deere occupied the building until moving its operations to Winnipeg, and the building was then used as an automobile dealership until 1963. That's when the building was bought by the Brandon Sun, and they carried out extensive renovations, basically reinvented the entire look of the building from the outside. The building acquired its present appearance. The newspaper moved in late 1964. The newspaper's editorial and administrative staff occupied a two-story structure facing onto Rosser, while the printing press and other sort of physical aspects of the operation were in a large one-story structure on the back. The newspaper operated out of this large facility on Rosser for the next 58 years until moving out last year, 2022, into a much smaller space in a downtown shopping mall.
That's a pretty big change. Why the move?
Well, it appears to be part of a gradual downsizing at the Brandon Sun. In 1987, after being owned for over 80 years by a Brandon-based family, the Whiteheads, it was sold to a company that also owns the Winnipeg Free Press and the Steinbach Carillon. Gradually, the capabilities of the Brandon Sun have been whittled away to the point where, well, they didn't need all the space in their old building on Rosser. As part of the move to new offices for the Sun's editorial staff, the newspaper's large library of photographs was donated to the archives at Brandon University. I think that was an absolutely commendable move that will make sure this important collection of photographs is preserved. Presently, the physical production of the Sun, the computer-based layout of its pages, as well as its printing, is done in Winnipeg.
Okay, and paper copies of the newspaper are delivered back to Brandon?
Yeah, this is the thing I find strange. Every day in the early morning, a truck from Winnipeg delivers copies of the Brandon Sun to Brandon. Interestingly, yesterday there was a problem with the Winnipeg printing press, and subscribers to the print edition of the Free Press, and I assume also the Sun, because they're printed on basically the same facility, received an email to notify them that delivery would be delayed. I confess that the delay did not affect me at all, because like a lot of other Manitobans, I read the Free Press daily on a tablet. Yet the more people like me who read the electronic edition of newspapers, the less cost-effective it will be to make a paper copy. So I fear that at some future date, newspapers will simply stop making paper copies altogether, and at that point, well, a name change will be in order because they'll no longer be a newspaper. But, I truly hope that weekly and daily newspapers, as public institutions here in Manitoba, will survive and will never see the day when they are gone altogether.
I do, too. And, it's sad to see how much things have changed over the past few years.
There's so many changes, of course, happening in society today. And this is just another example. But, as long as there is a facility for us learning about our local news, because now we're in an increasingly globalized world, where we know what's going on the other side of the planet almost in real time, and yet we might be ignorant of the things happening right in our neighborhood that used to be promoted by these local newspapers.
So, Gordon, what are we going to be talking about next time?
Well, in 2 weeks, we're going to talk about concrete. It's a construction material that for a roughly 10-year period at the turn of the 20th century had an innovative use here in Manitoba. And when it comes to concrete, you just can't match it.
Thanks so much, Gordon.
Talk next time. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.